Willie Farr is my name, and we're standing here in front of what is one of the oldest houses in Dungarvan. I suppose it's the, you could say, the oldest continuously inhabited house. Now, you can see a plaque over the doorway commemorating General Michael Jones, who was Cromwell's right-hand man. Now, they are supposed to have set up their headquarters in this house during the occupation of Dungarvan in 1647. Jones became ill with a fever and died in this house, so local legend tells us. There is a piece in Smith's History of Waterford, published in the 18th century, saying that Cromwell had Jones poisoned, which is an unlikely story, we think. But anyway, Jones was brought to Youghal for his funeral, not actually buried in Dungarvan. During the War of Independence, it was occupied by the RIC, so it was effectively, I suppose, additional rooms for the staff in the barracks. You know, the barracks wasn't big enough to hold all the staff, so this was the headquarters, and we have a record of that. And in fact, I think was the inspector's car may have been blown up right outside the road here.
Yeah.